Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Happy Christmas week, everybody. Good morning here. Welcome to Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland with you on a Monday. We are on an abbreviated holiday week. We'll be with you today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, and then off for the holidays Thursday and Friday. But excited to be with you here today. You can call in the show. Hotline's open, 869-1240. You can comment on the show, Facebook, YouTube, and X. You can also get in touch with us via the Odyssey app if you're listening to us on demand or live when you're away from your radio. You can hit the little microphone and leave us voice messages. Glad to be here with you today as we get more on what we would expect otherwise in this calendar year of 2025 that's going out with a bang. More massive stories to discuss today. Over the weekend, we learn a few things. We learn that Paul Mills nearly died and has been going through some pretty serious medical things that he shared post-game last night after the big win over Eastern Kentucky. He will be with us later this morning to discuss the situation with his heart and what he's been going through the last few weeks. It is pretty crazy emotional stuff. So we'll have that for you. Shocker fans, that'll be a little bit later in this hour. The Kansas City Chiefs played a game yesterday. That's not the big news item of the day, but they did play a game yesterday. They lose to the Titans. Joshua Briscoe will be with us to discuss that. And we'll also talk to him a little bit about the big, you know, stadium situation coming and the very latest from Topeka today. Last we left you, there has been some new developments in that. So we'll take a look at that as well. Coming up, plus the actual football that was played by the Chiefs. College football playoff first round is in the books. All of those things happening. It's all what's on tap. Brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for holiday fun, beers with the boys, girls' night out, or a glass of wine with a longtime friend. WBC, the place where groups gather for the holidays, East, West, and historic Delano. Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here. TJ, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. You said it best. You know, the meme where it's like, man, I'm kind of tired living through all these historical events. That's the very much the case of the last 3 weeks. I mean, we have talked about this at length, and it just keeps going. It's like, oh my gosh, this has been the craziest 2 weeks ever. Oh, the Chiefs might move to Kansas. Oh, Paul Mills nearly died 2 weeks ago. Like, what on earth is the month of December? We talked about the month of December is usually not that busy. It's only really busy because of covering a bowl game, and we don't have a bowl game, and it just keeps getting crazier and crazier as we go along. But that Paul Mills story yesterday, I mean, that is like stop you in your tracks. Like, what did he say? And it's insane.
The old drinking out of a fire hose analogy feels appropriate. So if you didn't see what happened after the Shocker game and the situation that Paul Mills explained, and yes, he will join us a little bit later, both to talk about the non-conference and moving forward and to discuss this a little bit. After the Northern Iowa game, Coach Mills nearly had a heart attack. He had, as he called it, 100% blockage in an artery. It was really weighing him down, and we'll let him kind of explain this, but basically they were supposed to drive back from Northern Iowa. There was a snowstorm. They flew back instead, and his doctors think there was about a 30-minute window any longer before he went into the doctor, and it would have been too late. So because of that, because they flew back, because he was able to get to the doctor, they were able to get in there and get some procedures done. Look, we talked to him here on a Monday, 2 days after this, so he said he was at a doctor's office. No, he was recovering from a surgery to, you know, get some things cleaned up to prevent him from dying. And then he coached another game with some monitors on, the DePaul game where they missed all the free throws. Are you kidding me? Stress on the heart. So just all of these things are just wild. You know, he clearly has dedication to his team. We're very, very glad that he avoided this, but just an unbelievable story. And again, he'll go into more detail on that later this hour. But TJ, my goodness, like the fact that none of us knew this was going on is pretty remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, to keep something like that, you know, close to the chest, it sounds like, you know, there was a tight circle of people that knew, and nobody really knew outside of that. This isn't something that it was like rumored to be a thing. I mean, you walk in that press conference yesterday and he says he's going to start telling you a story, and you're like, where is he going with this? And then it's like, oh my gosh, like nobody had any idea that any of this was going on. And I mean, that says, you know, says something about Coach Mills, that says something about his team and the people that did know to keep everything in, because in the day and age that we're in, if somebody knows something, somebody's going to tell somebody, and to, have the respect for your head coach to not do that. Have respect for, you know, the coach of the university if you did know or anything like that. I mean, that says a lot about the situation, you know.
We're glad he's okay. Shockers get the nice holiday break. Probably good for a lot of reasons. We'll have Coach Mills later on in this hour. We'll talk about the Chiefs' latest with the stadium and kind of the outcome yesterday in the next segment. We did get the Shockers with a big win yesterday against Eastern Kentucky. That was basketball this weekend. K-State with a 30-point win over South Dakota, which is a nice development. We've seen them kind of, and assuming they win their last non-conference game, we've seen K-State sort of pick it back up here going into the conference. South Dakota, we should tell you, is not very good this year. Not one of those years where they've got a decent team, but still, we're seeing K-State. And then we see KU tonight, KU in action, and apparently Darren Peterson's on the table for this game to wrap up the non-conference for the Jayhawks. So we've got to watch for that tonight too, as we sit and hope that he's back, you know, somewhere close to full strength for Big 12 play. I guess, TJ, that's good news to hear yesterday that it, you know, that he could play tonight.
Yeah, that's kind of what they approached the situation like. I think that they were very open in the fact of saying, we don't want to shut him down. And so I think that this is more so just saying, we haven't shut him down. Will he play? It's a different story, I think. I think that they'll let it be a game time decision. If he does play, he won't play very much, I would have to imagine.
But and that's fine.
I think that this is them basically just like trying to limit the panic around the situation a little bit too. I think that they, like I said, they have openly said, we don't want to shut him down. We don't want to give him 3 weeks off before conference play because we don't think he's hurt. Like, it's just something that keeps flaring up. Like, it's not like he's, you know, limping in practice or anything like that. It's just a matter of if this is going to happen again. And so, you know, I think that they're going to let him play if I had to guess, but, you know, it'd probably be 20 minutes.
Yeah, well, it's a game time. I would guess that he doesn't play. But we'll see tonight. And if he, you know, they should be fine without him, as they're just kind of wrapping up the non-conference schedule. So we'll have our eye on that. We'll have our eye on any news with that. Max's Patriots get a win last night over the Ravens. Did you see this in the broad? Patriots have played the softest schedule like ever, basically, in this you know, millennium. And they're taking advantage, man. They're going to try to parlay that as the Broncos lose yesterday into some home field. And Drake May, you get him in home field, you never know. You never know. But I got a bone to pick with Max's Patriots. Listen, it's fantasy football playoffs. Everybody out there knows what we're talking about. Everybody's invested in different things. My most emotionally connected league, the one that I care the most about, I've got May going. Boy, sure would have been nice if he'd have taken that last one into the end zone. Yep. Sure would have been nice if the Ravens could have made a tackle and helped with a passing touchdown at the end of the game. Now I got to sweat Monday Night Football a little bit here. A little bone to pick there with Max's Patriots and my boy Drake May. Can you be a first-year player, second-year player, man, make a mistake and take that into the end zone for me,
please? You weren't there last night. Our 32-team league championship, one of our coworkers is in it. He was down by 4 points. Drake May took off.
Oh, no. There's another
player on the other side, so it probably wouldn't have mattered. But if he scored zero, if McCaffrey didn't score tonight, but you know,
that's the situation I'm in. I need McCaffrey tonight to do a little something for me. Come on, May, make the young decision. I hate this. When did guys get smart enough? Like, when did that become a part of clock? Just fantasy football, just score. Just go. They couldn't come back. Just go, young man. All right, we'll come back. Let's get you caught up on the Chiefs, both the stadium and performance or something like that yesterday against the Titans. We'll talk about it next on Sports Day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Dude, you gotta hear this.
Go ahead. I think I wanna hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back in here, everybody, to Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland. Thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee for keeping us fueled up. How's that coffee tasting on your end today, TJ?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Real strong.
Yeah.
Really hot.
Really hot. Why don't you tell everybody what you just told me during the break?
We just had a little stumble. There's some coffee spilled all over the stairs, but it's going to be okay.
So here, TJ, let's look right here. Look, you can go and right down to your local HTO, and we've got some amazing cups there with lids on them.
I didn't think I was quite to the feeble old man stage where I can't walk and hold a cup of coffee at the same time.
Not only.
But apparently I am.
Tap that lid for everybody. Not only do they keep it nice and hot because it's an insulated Yeti cup, it has a lid on it, and you don't have to worry about it. You pour a cup of coffee, you're good. That sucker will stay hot through the entirety of the show. Let's go. Let's get it together. Nobody needs you running around with hot cups of coffee. We're going to have a McDonald's situation here. Local radio host goes to hospital for hot coffee on his crotch. Like, let's go. Get it together. Get your lid on your cup. It's time. Speaking of HTO, go by this week. Get you a free cup of tea. Text the keyword tea right now to 20357. That's the code word. You can get a free cup of tea while you're in on us. Last minute gift cards, last minute stocking stuffers, like coffee cups with lids on them, TJ. And all the new great drink varieties. Go to HTO, East Wichita, West Wichita, and in Derby. Those free teas are good for. Good luck, everybody. All right, we come back. Chiefs play yesterday. Look, we didn't know what to expect. Then we see the number of players that are out for the Chiefs. It was a long one, and they get dominated by the Titans. But Gardner Minshew goes down. Was that the opening drive he was hurt?
Three plays into the game.
You're going into the game. No Patrick Mahomes, of course. No Leo Chenault. No Trent McDuffie. No Jalen Moore. No Rashi Rice. No Juwan Taylor. No Tyquan Thornton. And no Nazi Johnson. No Derek Nnadi. That's who you don't have going in. Then you lose Gardner Minshew, your second string quarterback. It was a nice, time in Kansas City. Feel terrible for him. He won't be back now next year. There's no chance. So Tennessee goes on to win it 26-9. That's a situation where you have an NFL roster playing against basically a preseason roster. And if not a preseason roster, some preseason motivations, the Chiefs just didn't have anybody to play in that game. They didn't run a lot of plays because nothing was really effective. We got to see a lot of Kuhn. Okay.
Like, that's not going to be the answer. Like, I'm glad he's there. I think it helps them practice, but like,
it's Oladukun.
Oladukun. So here's Oladukun, Aladukun, Alodakun.
I promise you.
Oladukun. No, I believe you. I think I 100% think you're on it. I agree. I you have it. But I am telling you, I've heard this guy's name pronounced 36 different times since he came up in training camp, both in the preseason. I'm watching Red Zone and the Chiefs on my two screen setup. Scott Hansen, who is incredible, everybody that watches Red Zone knows that, is saying Oladukun or Aladukun. You've got Oladukun, which is correct. Yes. I probably say it different every time I say
you
it.
You do.
Because I can't ever like just like it can't like ingrain into my head. Not, we've got a real problem because he's going to be the quarterback for the next two games here.
I actually like had a visceral reaction when you came into work last night and you said, so help me with the pronunciation. And he's like, is it? And I'm like, well, yeah, it's either Oladukun or Oladukun. Oladukun or Oladukun is what I said. I was like, it's either Oladukun or Oladukun. And you're like, well, I've heard that it's Aladukun. And I was like, what did you just say out loud?
No, not Aladukun. It's Aladukun, I believe, is what was being said. Yeah, like I'm telling you. And I don't know, because I had the audio of Red Zone and the video. So I don't know what they were saying on the television broadcast yesterday. I was hearing it on Red Zone, but watching it on, you know, on KWCH on the other side. But I've heard it so many different ways over the last, what is this, year three for him? Like, I'm like, come on. Like, we got to get this. We all got to come together and get this right.
The official Sports Daily. This was, we did this with Rashee Rice when he got drafted as well. I know that this turned into a thing of Rashee versus Rocky. And I still don't know that one, honestly.
Exactly. But, we don't know whether it's Bijan or Bijan.
That's a whole thing, too. But Oladukun is the official Sports Daily pronunciation.
Didn't we go through this with Kelsey? Kelsey or Kels?
Kels. Yeah, that was like 10 years into his career. He decided to bring that up.
Like, what are we doing here? Anywho, wasn't a terrible performance for him, but he was okay. Like, it was the Chiefs, look, 133 yards of offense. I don't know what anybody expected. I mean, for the draft pick or bust crowd, this was sort of the approach you wanted the Chiefs to take, right? No risks. If guys aren't ready to go, don't play them. The outcome for the Broncos yesterday, I think, was good for the Chiefs to know that Denver's going to play their dudes next week and really needing to be winning that game after they lose to the Jaguars in the game of frauds. It's so funny how much that bothers some people when I continue to just like stupidly and stubbornly pretend like those aren't two good teams. Of course they are. But it's, you know, the Jaguars get the big win, 34-20 on the road at Denver. So now Denver with a 12-3 record has something to play for next week. So you have to assume that they're going to bring it against a depleted Chiefs roster. That's good news for the draft pick crowd, right? Like that's what you want. Like if this thing is going to go up in flames, if you're a Chiefs fan, just get the best pick that you can get.
So it's really weird. The Chiefs talk about this and we've talked about the players and the motivations and everything like that. And they're talking about the fact of like, we want to win football games. And there's an argument even to be made about winning the last couple games and riding some sort of momentum rather than just stumbling across the finish line and just scrapping it all and tearing it down in the offseason. Like, it's the reason that, you know, college coaches talk about winning a bowl game is a big deal for the next season, basically to get that good taste in your mouth and go into the next year. And it's coach talk and it's player talk, but I think there's a little bit of truth to it. I think that they actually do believe that, but it's so weird of like, what should you root for? If you're a, you know,
I think you're talking about two different things. What should you root for? If you're a Chiefs fan, you probably just want the better pick.
No.
But they're going to play to win, and they should. Like, Travis Kelce may be done after this year. He's not going to just roll over. Andy Reid is a coach. Like, he doesn't want to lose games, but at the same time, you're realistic, right? You don't want to put guys who aren't at 100% where they might play and be willing to take the risk. Like, you don't take the risk right now. You get healthy. You let guys be healthy 100%. So, I mean, that's the game you're playing, right? They don't have enough healthy guys to go win these games, whether they're motivated or not. You're not like that roster is not going to go win an NFL football game. I don't know if all of those guys are going to be out again next week against the Broncos. You'd like to think it probably doesn't matter against the Broncos. And then it becomes in that final game against the Raiders. Like, what do you know? Are you telling me right now? And here's the thing too with fans. Are you telling me right now you're a Chiefs fan? It's Christmas Day. You wouldn't love to see a Lotican get a win over the Broncos?
I know. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
that would be awesome. And everybody would embrace it and be like, ah, to hell with the draft pick. Who cares? Let's beat the Broncos on Christmas.
Exactly.
And like, yeah, of course.
100%. I agree. Especially because it's the Chiefs, too. I think it's just they're wired that way. I think if you're
not
Titans,
going for the number one pick, it's a difference on whether you're pick 10 or pick 12, which matters. But you're like, nobody's thinking about that.
Yeah, I agree. I'm team root for wins. I don't care.
Team root for a lot of cons.
Nobody else.
Quarterback next year. Like, why not?
Yeah. Did you see yesterday?
Oladokun.
Oladokun. Yes, there you go.
Now it's Oladokun?
That's what I said earlier. Oladokun. It's a U, I think. Oladokun.
It is a U. I looked it up last night, and your emphasis on the syllables is correct.
Syllables, yeah. Anyways, while we're still in the Chiefs segment here, did you see yesterday the Mike Garofalo, NFL Network, reported that Andy Reid will not retire after the season?
Yeah, that's a big development, and a good one, I think, if you're Chiefs fans. So, mostly. There are some out there that think, like, oh, it's time for – I'm like, you guys are nuts. In this league, over 14, 15 years, he's missed the playoffs this time. Like, get out of here with all of that. Like, this is – This is a guy who is, you know, top.
I am speaking
three
of,
to
speaking
five
of coaching,
all time.
Yeah, on the coaching decisions here. Well, I want to bring this up, and I'll talk to Josh Briscoe about this as well. I saw somebody on social media. I can't remember who posted it. So sorry for your credit. They pointed out yesterday. If you look at the box score, Jalen Royals and Breshard Smith did not touch the football in a game that means nothing. Like, the rookies still aren't, you know, getting their preseason reps, you know what I'm saying? And like, is there something to be said about the fact of, like, Juju got a bunch of targets, and like, all of these guys that don't really mean a ton to the future as much as these rookies do? Like, does that say something about the rookies? Does that say something about the decision to not trust the rookies? Does that say something about the coaching? What do you think? That's nothing. I think
there's three games left. They're still trying to win the games, and if you were going to win that game yesterday, it was going to be because you ran the ball a bunch. So I think that's why you saw them try that early with Pacheco. They didn't run a lot of plays, first of all. Like, what did they run, 30 plays? Like, they just never really had the ball. Breshard Smith is never going to be a player that lines up and totes the rock a bunch of times.
No.
So I don't know what would the gripe be on that? That doesn't do anybody any good. That's not what he's going to be. He's going to be exactly what he was this year. So there's some, like, you're not going to go put that guy in a position to get hurt. I think with Royals, man, I wish I could tell you. It just tells me probably he's so far behind in his development, I guess. I'm not sure what's going on there with him, because he's going to be a part of the roster next year, but he's just not playing at all. So I'm not sure with him what's happening. They're not quite to the point yet where they're just going to roll. I mean, that may happen. It probably won't happen this week. It'll probably happen against the Raiders if it's going to happen. The Chiefs are going to try to win the game against the Broncos. I mean, that's what's going to happen. We're not to the end of the year yet. The last week of the season, we'll see. This week, their best players are going to play in this game against Denver, and I don't have a problem with that. You're not gonna raise the white flag with 3 weeks to play. And look around the NFL. Nobody is doing that, by the way. Like, these fans are asking the Chiefs to do something that literally no team in the NFL is doing right now. Did you watch the Dolphins yesterday? Did they have Devin Achane and Jaylen Waddle on ice? Of course they didn't. And they have nothing to play for, basically. Did you see, like, their games across? Nobody's doing that yet. Maybe at the end of the season. So why would the Chiefs, there's 3 weeks left, let's just mail it in, boys. Let's not play any of our good players. That's a stupid, no, nobody does that. You go on Christmas Day, you're not going to be pissed off as a fan if you're going to Christmas Day watching a second half preseason team out there.
I agree. There's the NBA argument to make here about load management and that type of thing as well. I'm with you on the fact of if you're watching a game, I want to watch the good guys. But anyways, I think also the other big storyline we haven't talked about here while we're still talking Chiefs, the Minshew ACL we brought up, and it sucks for him because he's on a 1-year deal, so he's not coming back. Basically, that is not insignificant because of the fact of Mahomes, like. He's not going to be there for training camp. He's not going to be there for the preseason, probably. There's a real chance that he's not there for the week one, even though people are starting to say that. Like, there's a real chance it could be in the middle of the season he comes back. Nobody knows still. We don't know that answer. But, like, everything was just saying, yeah, well, Minshew can maybe just get you done. Like, this will be the audition for Gardner Minshew. And now it's like, do you go get – like, you're going to have to, I think, unless you want to let – Oladukun be quarterback two, which he hasn't been in his 3 years he's been with the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, do you go get a veteran guy to help out while in the interim? Like, what do you do about that? Because now they're like, I mean, they're in a pinch. Like, they have two quarterbacks with torn ACLs.
Well, yes, you have to go get a veteran quarterback. I mean, the Chiefs are going to try to win those early games without Mahomes. Like, that'll be the goal. And so, yes, they have to go get a quarterback. It's not going to be Minshew. Minshew won't be healthy enough to help them. So it's not going to be Minshew. It's a bummer. Sucks for him. I hate that. I like Gardner Minshew. They're going to have to go find – they're now in the market for a quarterback. It could be a quarterback. Like, you can't just slough that off because, yes, that quarterback, when you're trying to win a Super Bowl next year, right, is potentially going to have to start 4-6. Who knows how many games? Could be zero. But they still have to get you through camp.
You always go get a backup quarterback that is good enough to play in the event that they have to play, obviously, because, you know, backup quarterbacks are important. If they're on the field, something happened. Like, they are going into the season thinking about, like, this is not an if. Like, you are going to play football for our franchise next year. I think. We'll see what Mahomes does. But probably. Like, well,
they are because they're going to have to get you through the offseason and training camp and all those things. Mahomes isn't going to be back for training camp. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So, yep. Like, you still, this person needs to have a, and that's that what would be really interesting is, do they, for the first time, I believe in the Mahomes era, do they draft a young quarterback? I mean, do they go find their Matt Castle? Do you find somebody that can sit back and, you know, learn and, you know, be it? Maybe. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that at this point to go find somebody of that, you know, of that skill set either. But it'll be hard to imagine they don't just go get a veteran of who's your Mac Jones this year, right? Like, that would be – it's what they've always done. They've done it with Carson Wentz. They've done it with Matt Moore. They've done it with Chad Henne. Now they've done it with Gardner Minshew. That's what they always do anyway. So I would just expect them to do it again and have somebody now that could potentially start a few games for them next year.
Yeah, that's kind of what you have to do at this point. But, I mean, I brought this up last night. I mean, what kind of black cat walking under ladders, you know, voodoo magic did the Chiefs get to have two quarterback torn ACLs in back-to-back drives at that, not even games. It was the last drive and the first drive.
Yeah, it's been that kind of year. And for a franchise that hasn't had a lot of bad luck in a decade, it could just be piling up on them, but it happened. There are teams right now. Look at the Lions yesterday and the bad luck they've had this year and the injuries that they've had this year and the circumstances that have put them. I mean, it just happens.
The Chiefs last year were literally the luckiest team in football. And I mean,
absolutely.
One score games will prove that to you. And that's what there's a lot of luck that goes into one score games. And they were the best team in football about it. And immediately it swings the other way. It's the law of averages coming back down to 50-50 here.
Well, the league itself is that way anyway, right? The league itself is that razor tight. And that's where, like, having Mahomes gives you such an advantage because he's just better in the tight spots than anybody else has, you know, recently. And so, yeah, you mask a lot of deficiencies that way. But between Mahomes and Reed and, like, no, this year sucks, and be as mad about this year as you want to be. That's great. But I think there is some overreaction to big picture, like organizationally. It's the first time they've missed the playoffs in like 14 years, people, like whatever it is. We are joined now by Wichita State Edmonds basketball coach Paul Mills. We'll talk a little hoops after, coach. We are very glad you're here with us here this morning. Going through some stuff that you shared with us yesterday after the game that is pretty frightening. Pretty alarming. I know a lot of people out there can very personally connect to the story that you told, but we're glad you're here with us. Thanks for hopping on.
Yeah, thank you. You know, a couple of weeks ago when we visited, I told you I was at the doctor, which
that was the first thing we said.
Which was true, but it's good that I covered up the camera because you didn't need to see me in a hospital gown. It's not a very pleasant sight, but you know, it's one of those situations where I think, especially as guys, you're just like, all right, I'm tough enough. I can fight through this. And if there's a hiccup somewhere along the way, and I probably got about a 30-minute window to kind of play with, that, I mean, even when my wife and I were sitting in the waiting room there at Wesley, after we had sat there for about 15 minutes, I just said, let's go home. I am perfectly fine. There is nothing wrong. I just need to sleep. And you kind of just, your brain's convincing you that everything's okay. And so what I really wanted to do yesterday was just share with people that when those situations come up, because again, I would just ignore, whether it be physicals or in this particular instance, something that was happening internally, and you just thought, you know what, I can sleep this off. I'll be okay. I just really encourage people to go get that stuff checked. Obviously, when we were flying back, I was Googling, you know, what does pain on the left side of your chest mean? And they said, hey, there's a 10% chance this could be a heart issue, but you need to get it crossed off the list, because they listed a host of other things that could bring about this kind of pain on the left side. And I'm glad I did. I'm very fortunate. Again, I mean, a cardiac team was already being assembled, and I'm at the hospital when an event happens. The vast majority of people who go through heart experiences do not have that luxury, and consider myself very blessed and grateful. But I would just, my encouragement to everybody is when these kind of scenarios come up, like, don't hesitate. It's not worth a little bit of ego in order to sacrifice what's most important.
Coach, I think that the biggest takeaway that we got from the press conference, I mean, between a winter storm advisory going on, a game that went into overtime as well, which delayed you guys getting home. I mean, between that, trying to stay, you know, you were going to go home. I mean, the amount of different things that could have affected the outcome and made it such a more solemn event, as you said. You know, I mean, it feels like almost a miracle that everything lined up the perfect way for you to be at Wesley when something happened.
Yeah, trust me, I truly believe God's hand was on me. I'm grateful for that. And, you know, even the 7-point lead at halftime at UNI helped, like, because there was, if I would have did at halftime what I did at Colorado State, I probably just, I mean, would have had something. I mean, my heart, when one day these pictures will get revealed, but I mean, it is like my heart's getting zero blood flow from my right coronary artery. And when I notice it is after the game. So we think it's been about 6 hours, and you're teetering. If your heart goes 6 hours, which is why they told my wife, they said, we are not sure about his quality of life. His heart's gone without blood and thus oxygen for a 6-hour period. And again, if there's a variety of things that had to occur in order for me to wind up at a hospital with Dr. Asim Farhat, who, I mean, those people at Wesley Medical, they're working on Christmas Day. Those nurses are smiling. I was up walking around that evening, that Sunday night. Like I said, I felt like a new person. That pain in my chest had been lifted. And you would walk by the rooms, and there's some people who are dealing with serious issues that their recovery isn't going to be as quickly as mine. But those nurses show up with a smile. They show up with a great deal of empathy. And I'm just so thankful for the number of people who make sacrifices on Christmas morning, because it's not a pleasant place to be, and just really, really have a heart of gratitude.
They do it every day, every single day.
Every day, in
the height of emotions. So, Coach, clean bill of health. You had the procedure done. Are you good to go? I mean,
zero issues. I use this analogy. It's like having a shower with very little water pressure. They come in, remodel, and you get this extreme water pressure all of a sudden, and they added additional shower heads. So you just walk out of the shower feeling cleaner than what you did in previous situations. So Phil, absolutely fantastic. Kim Mulkey, who I know pretty well, she had a similar procedure. Bill Self, the head coach at South Carolina. And so I'm like, man, there's a correlation between national championships and these kind of heart procedures. So that's what's next on my to-do list.
There you go. Coach, you know, I'll just ask about it. It sounds like you already gave the answer there. But, you know, Bill Self has a stent, and obviously it's a little different, but, you know, he has stents inserted, and there's a lot of speculation about it. Is Bill Self done coaching and everything like that?
Yeah.
You know, you're only 53, I believe, is what the number was. You said you feel, you know, younger than you probably ever have right now. Was there ever, in that week of the DePaul game, was there ever the question of, like, am I going to have to stop coaching? You know, what was that like?
Well, I will tell you, after the game at UNI, you know, I didn't know what it was. I didn't think it was heartburn simply because I hadn't eaten since 2 o'clock and that was a salad. I thought maybe it was an anxiety attack. And I've heard about these. I've never experienced. And I'm like, I'm getting out of this profession. Like, if you're this anxious over a game, usually after a game, I'm extremely energized. If you lose, what do we need to do in order to fix this? And if you win, you're like, what's next? So I've coached in plenty of big games, and I just never had this feeling. So that was, listen, if I go to the doctor and they tell me this is an anxiety attack, I'm done. Like, you know, I need to find something else to do. So fortunately, for a professional standpoint, that wasn't it. But again, like, I mean, this is one of those things where you actually feel better because – so a drain was clogged and was getting zero water. And now all of a sudden they've gone in, they've cleared it, and now you get this water flow. So you actually feel way more energized than I did prior to the event.
My dad was about your age when he had his first round of these things, and he just had his 80th birthday. So
that's awesome.
You'll be good to go. Here's what I got to know.
Yeah.
As everything, you know, like the dust settles and you know, everything, we look back, like, the team obviously knew what was going on.
Yeah.
When they're sitting there in the DePaul game missing free throws, do you think in any of their heads they're looking over like, guys, like, we got it. Like, we're going to hurt. Like, maybe that's a little of the anxiety there. Like,
well, trust me, I'm sitting there going, guys, I told you about this event on Friday. We shared it with the team. I showed them the photos of before and after and just said, man, this is like running a marathon. Like, a person who runs a marathon, they're plenty capable. They just can't run a marathon 3 days later. And I'm like, I'm fine, but I don't know just about my stamina right now. There may be a time where I have to leave. Don't sweat it. I've got people and we've got doctors here and I'm going to be okay. We had prepped the staff. Everything was ready to go. So I'm sitting there as we're missing free throws. I'm like, guys, I told you about my condition. Is this intentional? Are you mad about some earlier decisions? So like, what are we doing here? And I've got on heart monitors and my heart rate's being monitored remotely. And they said, listen, the highest it got was when you're in that 1-for-7 era there in the last. He says, your heart. And I usually pride myself. I take tremendous pride in being extremely calm in the chaos. Like, I am a clear thinker. I am calm. I'm not going to get caught up in the emotion of this moment. Like, if you were to measure people's heart rates in this arena when the chaos is going, like, I'm going to register the lowest because my blood runs cold. And so I'm a little disappointed my heart rate got up, but come to find out it's a little understandable.
Instant feedback. I remember on that DePaul game, I was texting Taylor Eldridge and I was like, man, why is Mills sitting on a stool? Mills is such a stander and a leaner and usually looks like a nervous wreck over there. And he's just sitting on a stool. I was like, something must have happened. I don't know what this is. And kind of just joking around, it turns out that it was actually a whole thing. Coach, I'll ask you about basketball before we let you go. Yeah. Obviously, a big win yesterday against Eastern Kentucky. The Colonels in town. The offense, you know, a lot of good shots. Caron Boyd, a lot of three-pointers. It felt like the earlier parts of the season when the offense is really starting to click for us. I feel like that for you.
Yeah, I mean, I just thought that our week of preparation, our week of practice was phenomenal. I mean, that's what you always want, especially after a game like the previous Saturday. We need to respond the right way. And to be honest with you, going these last 2 weeks are a little tricky with finals going up and taking days off. And then you have this Christmas break that everybody knows is coming. And you can get guys not thinking about the right things. And, you know, as I texted the team last night, I thought their focus was tremendous. We did everything we needed to do. It wasn't clean basketball, but there were some moments of really clean basketball. And, you know, that's I just felt like in previous years we hadn't had much motivation going into conference. The 2 years ago, we lost to Kansas State and to Kansas. Last year, we played a game against Friends prior to going to conference, and we were sloppy. I thought yesterday was cleaner, and I thought our guys had tremendous focus. So we're excited about getting started for conference.
And it's two road games. I'm sure you've let this team know how the start of conference has gone. It's a totally new group for the most part. You know, motivation, I would imagine, won't be hard to find to get out to a hot start in conference play this year.
Yeah, it's a new season. Everybody knows it's a new season for everybody, and kind of the turn of the calendar. There's a lot of newness to it. And so, again, with 12 new guys, I don't know that I need to remind them of the two previous years. I say all of that to say, like, I think the freshness of the season and the year,
yeah,
we'll be ready to go.
There you go. As you guys get ready to go here, now everything kind of breaks up. How long are the guys home for? What does Christmas look like for a basketball program?
Yeah, they'll leave today. I think several of them had 5:30 a.m. flights, and they get to be with their families at some point today. And then 23rd, 24th, 25th, everybody's back here on the night of the 26th, and then we'll be regroup and we'll fly out sometime on the 30th and go get to Alabama in order for a 3 p.m. tip on New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve in Birmingham, Alabama. That's what everybody always talks about. You want to be in Birmingham
absolutely.
For New Year's. And then you guys are back home January 7th and 11th. So it'll be a little while before we get you back at Charles Koch Arena. Coach, Merry Christmas. We're glad it's a great Christmas, probably the best one ever. Thanks for sharing your story.
Yeah, thank you. Merry Christmas. And get those physicals, guys.
Get it done. Coach Paul Mills, we will talk to you again after the holiday.
Thanks, guys. Merry Christmas.
Wichita State head coach Paul Mills. The Shockers winners yesterday. Big winners. 88-57. The Caron Boyd game. My son will be happy. Boyd's his favorite player. For no particular reason, but it's a good one. I'm a Caron Boyd fan too, so we'll see him after the holiday.
Anecdote before we leave here, Coach Mills, he's telling the truth. He joined from a hospital bed. We didn't realize 2 days after a surgery. I texted him yesterday, making sure he was all good. And he texted me, "Thanks, DJ. Thanks for the thoughts. Are we good for 7:40 tomorrow morning?" That's the most Paul Mills thing of all time.
I'm telling you, I was just like, "Oh, no problem, Coach. That waiting rooms suck." I think I even said that. Yeah, waiting rooms suck. We've all been there, right? We're coming back another hour of Sports Daily next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually. You get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.